darkness, my old friend. I have gone to bed again because a virus came into me, and I'm feeling tired and gloomy, and my head hurts, and I'm achy, and I'm hot and full of snot. I hear the sound of sickness. I have a fever and I ache because I made a big mistake when I taught my class in Sunday school, and those kids began to sniff and drool while I was teaching them the parables of Jesus. I heard their sneezes and all the sounds of sickness. I came home and went to bed and felt a throbbing in my head, and I'm getting the idea I will soon have diarrhea, and I can't go out for fear I might explode and drop a load and hear the sound of sickness. And in the drugstore light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people shivering in their V-necks, buying Benadryl and Kleenex and Vapo-Rub and aspirin. What you? God bless you. It is the sound of sickness. Fool, said I, you do not know how it feels to be laid low. Why am I the one who's faded to be so awfully nauseated? And something like silent raindrops fell, and what a smell. I heard the sound of sickness. And then the people bowed and prayed for relief and for first aid, for they had it without question, awful nasal congestion and fatigue and achiness, the whole bit. They felt like crap and heard the sounds of sickness. And heard the sounds of sickness.
This is Fred Newman. I'm not going to make it into work today.
And heard the sounds of sickness.